We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He's Paul Feinbaum. Are you kidding me? Host the Paul Feinbaum Show, a Memphian. Friend of the show, he joins us now. What's up, Mr. Feinbaum?
John, I am doing great. It's been a long summer of not talking to you, and so much has happened. So thanks for remembering this poor little old Memphian and giving him a chance to reconnect with some of my old friends.
Yeah, every now and then we like to, you know, give the less fortunate a shot, you know. So this is your call up here. Let me start with just a candid question, because it's been another hellacious summer in college athletics. And I know that, you know, look, here in Memphis, we cover college sports every day. It's part of the firmament. But do you, and can you honestly say that you still like college sports?
Well, I know where you're going there. I mean, I like dealing with the fans because that's primarily what I do. And yeah, sometimes you do have to hold your nose when you listen to the hierarchy of the sport. But what I have begun to notice in traveling around is a growing disconnect between the fan, man or woman or young person who, you know, goes to Memphis games or drives down to Ole Miss, who doesn't have the kind of money to, you know, to sit up there in the fat cat seats, but who loves it and goes to Walmart and buys the Memphis paraphernalia. They are getting turned off. And I think that's really the problem that this summer and last summer have created, and we're not done yet. Remember, still to be announced is a $1 billion deal that the Big Ten is going to drop down on us. And I think the more that we see the UCLA and the USC going to the Big Ten, which will just send them across the country, the less connection there will be to guys like us. And you know, you've heard my story a million times about, you know, listening to Jack Eaton as a kid describe the Tigers in football and basketball, going to the games with my mom in junior high and high school, and when I finally had a couple of bucks to be able to afford to buy my mother, who was retired and really not in great shape because of my dad dying, the Memphis State season ticket. That was one of the proudest things I've ever done. Those days are over because you can't afford it. You have to be a fat cat, and that's the ultimate turnoff. And I know that was a long answer, but that's where we are right now.
Well, like, you know, candidly, I thought, you know, Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, that was fair play. You know, regionally, okay. Like, it's not the Southeast, but, you know, like, I can handle that. I can stomach that. It kind of, like, makes sense. But, you know, when you see just, like, all regions thrown out the window, USC and UCLA are going to be, you know, part of this Midwestern – and I know it's not technically regional, but we all sort of associate it as that. That's when it was like we've completely lost our way here. Like, nothing matters anymore. Like, nothing that used to matter matters anymore when USC and UCLA joined the Big Ten.
Exactly. I happened to be with an athletic director, a prominent school, two nights ago. I was gone and happened to be at the same dinner party with him. And he told me, and he's told me this a couple of times when I've seen him periodically, the biggest issue facing us is not NIL, it's not the transfer portal, it's not the expansion. It's the fact that people aren't showing up at games. And this year, this last year, at the Arkansas-Texas A&M game at Jury's World, that's a big game. It's two fanatical fan bases. The place was half empty, which tells us what we already know. We're not going to see those type of games in the future. We're not going to see these games at the beginning of the season. And even the game, I mean, I can't tell you how many times, guys, I've walked out of off our show on Saturday morning at 11 or 12 o'clock, depending on what time zone I'm in, and there's a 12 o'clock game, let's say, at Athens, and I run into students, and I say, well, why aren't you guys in the stadium? And they say, well, you know, Wi-Fi issues, can't do TikTok, can't coo. Fans like to connect, and they don't like being stuck there with a bunch of you know, hot, sweaty fans and have no room. And that's where we're going, and you're going to see it. I mean, last year was supposed to be everybody can't wait to go back. COVID's over. Take a look at the stands this year, and you're going to see empty seats everywhere.
What's the best case scenario, you think, Paul, for schools like Memphis, right, that were, you know, just missed the Big 12 cut, we're hoping to be the next one in, maybe hoping to go in with a Boise State? Well, everything's changed now. What should a program like Memphis that's hoping to get picked up by its bootstraps? We had Tony Barnhart on last week, and with all due respect, his point was, well, maybe you can hope for an SEC invite at some point. And with all due respect, that's a pipe dream. It's an absolute pipe dream. So for Memphis that's still hoping to get picked up, Paul, is it that a watered down poached ACC eventually comes and looks at you and says, okay, you provide some value? Is it still hoping for the Big 12? Like, what's the best case scenario for Memphis, you think, hoping to get still pulled up?
Well, I mean, the Big 12 should have grabbed Memphis the first time around. That was a conversation we had a year ago. I think Memphis is looking good at either one as soon as everything continues to explode. And it will. I love these guys. By the way, I mean, I'm in shock at Tony Barnhart saying that. I really am.
He should
officially be stripped of the Mr. Football, of Mr. College Football moniker.
We may have to we change to Mr. AAC. You know, that might be his new moniker.
Guys, I remember reading articles like that as a kid when Memphis had a legitimate shot.
Yep.
Memphis has no shot at the SEC because the SEC is in a wait and see mode. Their first pick is the same as everybody else's: Notre Dame, it's North Carolina, it's Clemson, Florida State, and Memphis doesn't fit into that. But I think right now, if you're being objective, the Big 12 could be the third could ultimately be a pretty good league. You know, especially in basketball, which matters more in Memphis than it does in Knoxville or Fayetteville. And I think Memphis has a lot to offer. You don't need me to tell you that. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately that will happen. What the Big 12 has to hope for is to have relevance in a bigger picture. And I think the ACC would be the worst place to go right now. I think that league is in dire straits.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about 5 to 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
So is the thought, because I know, you know, Kevin Warren's been talking about this week, is the thought that, you know, the going to 16 in the college football playoff is more of an inevitability than anything else?
I don't think so. I was just with Sankey and all these SEC people a week ago, and I don't know where he came up with that, guys. I mean, Kevin Warren is starting to get a reputation for not being on the same page as anyone else. But there is no plan right now for a 16-team playoff from the people that I talked to. And I was with Sankey last week. I had Bill Hancock, the executive director of the CFP, in our studio a week ago. And I think they're trying to get back to a 12-team model, which is manageable. Yeah, you always open the door. But, I mean, we're still at 4. I mean, the idea of going to 16, I think, is preposterous.
What kind of outcome are you expecting, Paul? It's October 8th in Tuscaloosa when Texas A&M faces Alabama. But coming off that 41-38 win over Alabama last year, you expect Nick to wipe the floor with him this year?
It's going to be interesting because, you know, Saban is not one that likes to to act like he cares about any of these things. But the biggest lie I heard all week was Jimbo Fisher saying to somebody yesterday, "Nick and I are good." That's ridiculous. I think Saban. Saban knows he's going to win the game. I don't think you'll see Nick Saban run the score up. What I mean by that is, you know, the score is 34-10, and you know, he's got the ball on the 2-yard line. That's just not the way he's not really into that. He's the one that made the allegation, so I think Nick Saban would be happy if he never heard Jimbo Fisher's name again.
We're talking to Paul Feinbaum here from the Paul Feinbaum Show, obviously college football, less than a month away. You know, they're not really saying it that loud, but you're getting a sense, right? There's like some smoke emanating out of Knoxville that they think they're in line for like a sneaky good year. Again, they're not like screaming it from the rooftops, but like you can feel that. Do you see a good year in store for Tennessee this year?
I think it's going to be okay, but the Tennessee fans who are just calling up and acting like they're the next team after Georgia, I think are delusional. There's still a lot of holes on that team, and I don't mind Tennessee thinking that the last 20 years didn't happen. That's great, okay, but it did. It did, and I think they're in good shape. I think Heupel is a really smart offensive play caller, but. They're going to have to. And I had a Tennessee fan call me last night, guys, and say, "Oh, we always beat Kentucky." Well, that's true. Kentucky has lost some epic games to Tennessee when they shouldn't have. But Kentucky's the third best team in the SEC today. Tennessee has to get by Pittsburgh. That's a tweener game. So, I mean, if you lose those two games, then you really have virtually no chance of what I would call a great season. So when you have Alabama and Georgia on your docket, you absolutely have to beat Florida. That's a game Tennessee has won one time in the last 15 years. So I mean, I just think there are too many landmines for Tennessee to have a 10-win season.
Jeremy Pruitt really had it figured out, huh? Letting the wife handle that business, didn't he?
You know, I always thought Jeremy Pruitt was a dunce, but if I could get my wife to. Do things that are unethical and illegal. I mean, is this guy not the biggest sleazebag to ever coach at Tennessee? I mean, I have joked about his lack of intelligence, and it's not a joke. I mean, when you know somebody like him, I know people that pleaded with friends of his in the past, please allow me or somebody to sit with him for 20 minutes, maybe give him the basic tenets of public speaking. He refused. He knew it all. But to be a good public speaker, guys, you have to have taken a remedial English class. You have to know that there's a subject in a sentence, a predicate in a sentence. There are nouns and adjectives and verbs. And obviously, wherever Jeremy Pruitt went to grammar school or high school or college, he missed those classes.
We're talking to Paul Feinbaum here on the show. Isn't it ridiculous, by the way? I think you've made like, I don't know, 7, 8 appearances on this show, and Memphis still does not have a ruling from the IRP on James Wiseman. Isn't that just absolutely ridiculous?
Well, it is ridiculous until you get to know, and you guys already do, the dysfunctionality of the NCAA. It is the quintessential mom-and-pop organization. It's been rudderless for as long as we have been conversing here over these many years. And they have no infrastructure. I had somebody tell me the other day, you can cheat with abandonment in college athletics because they have no enforcement staff. I mean, there's like a guy sitting by a desk with a folding chair and like a 1990 computer, one of those like gigantic thick monitors that you see in trash heaps. And that's how they operate. And Memphis has just been very unlucky because of that. But it really doesn't matter. I can't imagine a serious penalty. I mean, I was in Louisiana the other night, and Will Wade survived, 3 years after the allegations came out?
Yep.
And I maintain if Will Wade had been winning a little more, he was good. But
there's,
I mean,
there's no doubt.
Maybe, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this because when I started in the newspaper business, I really wanted to lock up all the cheaters, but why not cheat? I know I'm going against what I said about Jeremy Pruitt a minute ago. I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about before NIL.
Right.
You can't get caught now. I know the NCAA is investigating Miami. Did you read that? Right. That means that two bumbling idiots who are NCAA investigators get on a plane, they go down and sit in the beach at South Beach for about 5 days, and they make a couple of phone calls, and they come back and they say, we couldn't find anything.
Yep. No bite. A dog with no bite anymore. Ole Miss, I'd be remiss not to ask you about Lane down there. I think the number, Paul, the total 7.5. Where are you at on Ole Miss this season in wins with a bunch of transfers coming in? What do you think Lane's going to do?
I think they're going to be good. I don't think they can replicate last season, but you know, he is a really sneaky good coach. I have great respect for him. I don't think he gets a lot of credit because he plays the Twitter troll game, sure. But he's one of the better coaches in the SEC right now.
Hey, last thing, you know, we always like to touch base on Memphis basketball with you. They released their non-conference schedule yesterday. I don't know. I mean, I went back a long, long way. I mean, I didn't go back to the 50s and 60s, and I don't even know who was in what conference back then. But Memphis has five SEC opponents on their non-conference. I mean, they basically are in the SEC, if you really sit down and think about it. At that point.
Well, I remember, Memphis used to have trouble with SEC teams getting the games. I was sitting in Tuscaloosa, I think it was last fall, guys, and Nate Oates was with me. I think it was either last year or the year before, and he said, yeah, you know, we got to Memphis. I mean, they're bragging about going to Memphis now.
Yep.
I mean, I know I got my prediction wrong last year. I thought that was the season, but again, I can't control every narrative. But one of these days, it's going to happen. I mean, I'm like that crazy Tennessee football fan. Growing up a Memphis basketball fan, I always believed that this is going to be the year that the Tigers get back to the Final Four.
Feels like 85, right? I mean, that's kind of like, yeah. That's the deal there. Feels like 85. No, I mean, to that point, though, like, and it was kind of what we said yesterday, like, when you get teams like Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, others, you know, when they're willing to do home and homes with you, or even on a neutral site, like, that says something about your relevance and your – because they don't have to, right? They could get anybody to do that. And when they're willing to come to – and in Alabama's case, start at FedEx Forum, that is a compliment to your brand.
You know, I, long story short, a guy gave me a book a couple of months ago. He's a teacher at Christian Brothers. You guys may know him. He wrote a book on Memphis basketball. Mm-hmm. And I read it, and I had forgotten the 60s and 70s and the 80s and how much drama had gone into all that. And I'm sure you guys weren't around, but I hope you appreciate the richness of this program. I mean, I spent most of my career in Alabama, and, you know, I got it there. But Memphis basketball, it doesn't have the national championships, but in terms of passion and devotion, it's every bit equal to Alabama in football and so many of these other programs. And I'm just, but it needs a title. So I don't care how the Tigers get it, you know, however the Wiseman situation is, go out and buy players. It just doesn't matter to me. Get a title before I go, okay?
I am in full agreement.
Everything we can to make that happen.
Full agreement.
We're with you.
I mean, they may have the guy, right? I mean, Penny might be the man to do it. So, Paul, appreciate it as always.
Have a great weekend, Paul. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. See you real soon.
Yep, he is Paul Finebaum, host of the Paul Finebaum Show there on ESPN. Yeah, we've had this conversation before, right? I mean, at this point, with no, there's no transfer guidelines anymore. We don't really assume severe punishment for these things anymore. I mean, why not? You know, why not? And you can get creative now. You can do this stuff creatively, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can cheat, you know, with some innovation now.
The collective.
Yes, exactly.
All right. They call it.
We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. Doc Holliday at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.